An aging French general stands accused of condoning torture and summary executions. His trial in a Paris courtroom has focused attention on atrocities committed by French forces during Algeria's war for independence 50 years ago. Nick Spicer reports.
General Paul Ossahas was an officer in the French Special Forces during the Algerian War of Independence. Last May, he published a book detailing atrocities he ordered and personally undertook during the conflict.
Secteur par secteur, la montagne va être contrôlée jusque dans ses moindres recoins pour y faire renaître le calme et la sécurité.
It was the Battle of Algiers, a key conflict in France's struggle to hold on to Algeria. In one of many accounts of summary executions, Ossahas writes that he tortured an FLN leader, Larbi Benmidi. Then he hanged him to make his death look like a suicide. 4 decades later, Benmidi's niece, Fawzia Slougi, held up his photocopied picture as she lined up to enter the courtroom. It's a big step forward, she said. It's the first time that crimes committed in Algeria by the French are talked about and judged. Ossahas freely admits to being a torturer, but he denies the charge of condoning torture and says he was following orders. His lawyer says Ossahas has done a service to historical debate in France by writing about his time as head of French intelligence in Algiers. Gilbert Collard says it is irrelevant the 83-year-old general expresses no regret about his work during the Algerian War. And Collard says the current context ought to make it clear that Ossahas was preventing the FLN from carrying out more terrorist attacks.
Si les traités internationaux, les conventions de Genève...
If all the international treaties and Geneva Conventions on war crimes could stop Bin Laden, then let us put up walls of books, Collard said. The lawyer suggested that at times only torture can stop terror. The case began in May when 3 human rights groups asked for war crimes charges to be laid against Ossahas on the basis of his revelations on torture and summary executions. The Paris prosecutor's office said war crimes were covered by an amnesty deal. So the human rights groups asked that he be tried for defending the use of torture in his book. Lawyer Henri Leclerc represents the Human Rights League.
C'est l'apologie du crime de guerre tel qu'il est défini là-dedans.
It's an apology for war crimes as they are described in the book, said Leclerc. What's forbidden is justifying war crimes and telling people it's normal to commit such acts, which are outlawed by international conventions. Ossahas, a former resistance hero and classical scholar, was courteous throughout proceedings. He snapped to attention like a soldier when the presiding judge called upon him. The general was stripped of his Legion of Honor soon after his book's publication, and his revelation sparked expressions of disgust from France's president and prime minister. The government promised to open national archives so historians can shed light on the troubled period. But for the time being, the old general defends his book.
Je fais mienne les conclusions.
I adopt the conclusions of my lawyer, said Ossahas. There is, at times, honor in accepting a dishonor. The verdict will be handed down on January the 25th. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.